Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fair. From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. Bill Michaels Show, not hitting the panic button on the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks have it in them to win. The matchups and defense and switches, look, I get all that. And the Raptors have somewhat figured out the Bucks. The Bucks are in some funky habits right now. The dribble drive penetration, the jumping into the air, the throwing the ball away, playing out of control basketball. These are all things that are obvious to you and me and everybody watching, okay? Getting an open look, not being able to hit your shot. Layups that don't fall because you're out of control, you know? People are getting all over me going, I can't believe you're not talking about the officiating. I'm so tired of talking about the officiating. You know, the Bucks got to the free throw line last night as many times as the Raptors did. Some of it can be untimely. I understand that, but it is what it is. The officiating hasn't been great, but it hasn't been great on both sides. So I'm not overly concerned about that right now. When you look at the overall free throw percentage, the free throws, by the way, the Bucks got to the line 26 times, the Raptors got to the line 27 times. Both teams had a technical called on them. But the Raptors hit 24 out of 27, shooting 88.9%. The Bucks hit 17 out of 26 for 65.4%. You get to the line and you don't take advantage, that's your own fault. That's your own fault. They put up more shots than you. They hit more shots than you. You know, it just, that's not officiating. You know? So, am I hitting the panic button? No. I think coming back home is going to be good for them. I hope the crowd is kind of like out of its damn mind into it. I hope everybody's headed up to here with Drake and wants to, kind of show up what Toronto fans brought to the table. And then you expect the team to do their part. But the one thing this team is going to have to do is go back to playing with confidence. They're not playing. They didn't play with confidence last night. I know people say, well, that's easier said than done, or that's cliche, and it is. But the first thing you have to believe is that you're going to go out and beat this team. And then when you take their best shot and you are all of a sudden finding yourself down by a little, and then that lead grows for Toronto, you have to figure out that you're confident enough to come back, not just, oh my God, here we go again, or like we saw last night, like, we're not supposed to lose. What just happened? You got to figure it out. And they haven't been able to figure it out. Coach Bud has to figure it out. He has to have a short leash with guys like Bledsoe, Mirotić. If you're not going to come in, you're not going to hit, you're not going to contribute, and you're going to be a negative factor player, look, it's nothing against you personally at this point. It's just that the matchup that you have is not conducive for you to be successful. I have to put people in the best possible position to be successful. This is no longer about feelings. You're not trying to figure out who may or may not play where and when. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. You know? You don't want Paul Allen coming back at you going, this ain't Detroit. This is the Super Bowl. You know, that type of thing. This is going to the NBA Finals. So, yeah, you got to figure this out and got to figure it out in a hurry, but I am not panicking by any stretch of the imagination. Are you? 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, you can. By the way, our friends over at Quick Trip reminding you, if you're a professional driver and you're out there kind of tooling yourself around today, or any day for that matter, that they want to help you out, because professional drivers get rewarded for filling up your tank with the new Quick Rewards fleet card from Quick Trip and Quick Star. You can get points for every gallon. You can earn free fountain drinks, coffees, showers where the amenities are available with 50 gallons of diesel CNG or DEF. Plus, there are 4-time point multipliers. Then you register your card online. Go to quickrewards.com. That's quickrewards.com. Download that Fleet app and track your rewards right there online, and you are good to go. And today only. Now, yesterday was that rib sandwich. Today, I mentioned it earlier. I was over at Quick Trip today, too, just to make sure. $1 for cheeseburgers. $1 cheeseburgers. That's it. And you can go in and swipe your card. You can even use that for a Quick Rewards card. So today at Quick Trip and Quick Star, $1 cheeseburgers. Head on in and check it out for yourself. That's from our friends over there at Quick Trip. Let's get to the phone calls. Let's talk to Chuck listening to us in Milwaukee. Chuck, how you doing today?
Okay, Bill. Hey, I want to talk about Bledsoe.
Sure.
This was supposed to be a free agent year for the guy, and he signed up for a big contract. If you see how he played the first half of the season before he signed that contract, I mean, he was going 15 to 20 points over that.
Yeah.
I mean, he was playing better than Middleton, really. And then after that contract, he, like, fell off the shelf. If you look at the games after that contract he signed, you know, it must have dropped. He's not playing the same way he played the first half.
I would have to go back and look at each one. I'll take your word for it right now.
You look at that, and he's playing the playoffs. I mean, you got a starter in there. He's supposed to be getting 15, maybe 20 points a game. He's getting 5 to 7 points a game. He's mostly a hindrance to anything else for the team. I don't think Giannis even cares about that. And if he keeps playing like this, they're out. They should. I don't know if there's a rule in the NBA, once you sign a guy for first year, you can't trade him. Well, there's no rule. I would trade this guy in the offseason, because I think in the coming years, to keep this guy, it's going to be a poison on the team. I think it's a hindrance. There's no, this guy's not injured. I don't know. It's all head, it's all mental with this guy now. But I would trade him. I think it's going to be a hindrance on the team in the future. That's my opinion.
I appreciate the phone call. This group of guys genuinely like each other. Genuinely enjoy one another. So I don't think they're ready to throw him out. I don't think he's a cancer, and I don't think he's a problem in the locker room or anything like that. And he has been a guy that he helped him get there. You know, he helped him throughout the season. I would have to go back and look at his numbers, to be honest with you, after he signed the contract. But this is very reminiscent of what he went through against Boston last year in the postseason. And I don't know how you get him out of it. I mean, there's just, to me, I say, look, Eric, you the man, okay? You can take those shots from the outside, but your game is not out there. Your game is mid-range jumpers and getting to the hoop and getting yourself to the free throw line. And you do more for us that way, because in addition to that, you also then become a guy that plays near the rim, and you have been a guy that's been integral in being able to tip loose basketballs coming off of an offensive rebound and knocking it back out and giving a second chance opportunity. So to me, that's what if I'm Budenholzer, that's what I go to Bledsoe with and say, look, if you start to heat up on the inside, kick it outside, start to feel good. But right now you just need some shots to fall. And I'd rather you go with the high percentage shots that you normally go with than trying to pump it in from the outside and allow frustration to continue to mount. That's just me. That's what I would do. 855-830-8648. Eric, listening to us in Madison. Eric, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Hey, Bill. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. What's up?
Well, we won game one and two, as we all know. Budenholzer said, you know what? Check. Well, Toronto's coach made his adjustments. They won the next two. They just said check. And I'm not sure the Bucks have it in them. And for Budenholzer to make that move, because honestly, if Toronto wins game six, it's all over and it's checkmate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of on the edge here about this one. I think if they win the next one, go up 3-2, they're going to take it. I think if Toronto wins, they're up 3-2. I don't think the Bucks can have what it takes to win the next two after losing three straight.
I would agree. If they lose this one tomorrow night, my percentages of them winning this thing would go down to maybe 10-15%.
Yeah, I'm just kind of – and I honestly want to see this happen, because, you know, it's at the point where last year I'm hearing all these people, well, you know what, the Bucks are an 8 seed. This year we're a 4 seed. They get out of the first round. It's cool. We had a great year. Everything's gravy. My attitude is, heck no. When's the last time they were in the Eastern Conference Finals? Back with Ray Allen, Sam Cassell, and the Big Dog back in, what, 2001?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right?
You get there, you got to take it.
Right,
you can't,
I agree.
This, let's be happy that they got past the four seed, past the first round. Nothing's guaranteed. This might be the last shot they've got it. Everything fell in the line, and Budenholzer's got to make an adjustment. This team's got to reach down within itself, find something, take game five, go to Toronto, and just put these guys away, get some rest, and go up against Golden State.
Yep, yep. No, I appreciate it, man. I go back to this is a must-win tomorrow night. There's not a lot of in-between. This is a must-win tomorrow night. I don't think they're going to be able to overcome three losses in a row to a team that is brimming with confidence heading back home. This is a must-win. If I have to label it, this is a must-win tomorrow night, without a doubt. We'll come back to Gary, who is on hold as well. Gary, you hang in there. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. That is coming up. This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light. They are starting a party a week from today, as a matter of fact, back at the Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park, and I cannot wait. Hope to see you out there. Bella Kane takes the stage next Wednesday night. Finally, the summer concert series gets underway, and it's all going to happen at the Budweiser Pavilion at the Wisconsin State Fair Park, and it's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We've got more taking your phone calls. Are you hitting the panic button right now if you're a Bucks fan? More right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back, and we're not panicking. Some aren't. I'm not. I still think the Bucks, obviously, best record in the NBA. Coming into this series, they had a fantastic postseason record. They ran into a buzzsaw last night, and I think they were a little bit shell-shocked. And for those of you that keep saying, well, this was a good thing, maybe it is. I thought, though, getting beat by the Celtics was a good thing. And then, you know, they took the punch from Toronto, and I thought, okay, that's Toronto's best punch. Toronto's nothing left in the tank. And then they went out and beat the heck out of Toronto. I'm thinking, okay, it's over. And then Toronto came back to life because the Bucks were a little cocky, feeling a little bit good, and Toronto got some home cooking. And then they came back to life, and the Bucks allowed them to open the door a little bit. Now, Toronto made some adjustments, and the Bucks didn't respond real well. So you thought, okay, last night the Bucks are going to come out with a vengeance. And they did. Started out, man, they were on a tear. Giannis is slam dunking, flexing up, dropping an F-bomb you could clearly see on television. Okay, and you're like, uh-oh, here we go. Sit, get your popcorn. Bucks fans are going to be happy. And then you watch that lead erode, and the Bucks go, wait a minute, this is not the way it happens. Wait a minute. And then they got down by 10. They got it back to, what, within 5 or 8, I think, by half. And then you thought, okay, the first 3 to 5 minutes of this third quarter, this is going to be what the determining factor in this game is. And sure enough, Toronto punched him in the mouth. And the Bucks went, well, wait a minute. This is not supposed to be the way this happens. We come out and dominate in the second half. And you got your ass kicked. And you didn't have the energy. You didn't match the quickness. You didn't have the shooting ability. I don't want to use the word choked, but you tightened up. And you panicked. And you showed your inexperience, and you showed your inability to handle the pressure. And you got humiliated. By the time it was all said and done, you got humiliated. Now you got to deal with laughing Drake gifs and all that kind of stuff. And now you got to deal with all of that. And so you got to tuck it away in your Rolodex, use it as a chip on your shoulder. And you get in the gym today. You make sure that you do whatever it is that you need to do physically to be as ready as you can possibly be at this late in the season, to get up and go tomorrow. And you come out tomorrow realizing that you can't come out and play for 8 minutes in the first quarter and 8 minutes in the third. You have to play an entire game. You are getting your ass kicked by a team that went 7 games with Philadelphia when you only went 5 with Boston. You got to sit back and wait for them. They have a nowhere near as deep a bench as you. You've got depth, you've got legs, you've got numbers, and they are out-physicaling you. You should be ashamed of yourself. You can't use fatigue and pain and aches. That is amateurish, rookie mentality. Well, reasons to fail rather than reasons to succeed. So tomorrow the Bucks have to come out with a different mentality. From Budenholzer all the way down to the last guy on the bench. That's it. They just do. And they have it in them. You know, you just got to do it. All the excuses in the world, officiating and Drake and fans, and all that's crybaby crap. It just is. You got to go out and you got to put it to them. And if you don't, it's your own fault. You're right here on the cusp of going to the NBA Finals to play for a championship. And you come out with an effort like you gave last night. You were a comet. You burned bright, white, and hot for a very short period of time. And then after that, you stunk. And they took it to you. They were all over the floor and all over you, and you had no answer. Now you got to go back to the drawing board. You got to find an answer. But am I panicking as a Bucks fan? No. Bucks have it in them. They can win this series. I don't doubt that. They're a good basketball team. But right now, man, you could put a lump of coal in their butt, and you're going to get yourself a diamond in about 3 days. They've tightened up so bad. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, do so. By the way, our Bucks coverage, which is top notch, is brought to you by our friends at Hupe and Abraham. Voted best, rated best. Just give them a call. If you're injured, just give them a call. Our friends at Hupe and Abraham. Our buddy Brett and the whole staff over at Robert Hack Diamonds, Green Tree Roads, Port Washington, right there in Milwaukee, also in Greenfield, in the Greenfield area, 76th and Layton. That's where I went and had Jerry's ring made for the engagement and the wedding and the whole thing. And they're great people, great place. Also, our friends out at the Q Club of Wisconsin. Looking for something to do this weekend? Maybe you're going to head out to the Q Club. Maybe play a little bocce ball inside, foosball. Maybe just go get something good to eat. Watch some of the games on television. There you go, right there at the Q Club. Grandview Boulevard out there in Waukesha. Good people, good place. Stop out and tell them we said hi. Let's go to Gary listening to us in Waupun. Gary, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I guess I'm kind of hitting the panic button only because I've seen this play out before. We seem to have to go step by step by step, and even though we won 60 games and everybody thought we were kind of the best team by the record, I think we still have the growing to do. All I kept hearing is how Toronto's played, and you mentioned it too, that they played seven-game series, and we took them to double overtime, and they should be tired. And we're the ones that look lethargic at times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just come up with a good defensive plan of they've shut down our drive into the hoop. I mean, they literally shut it down by going to that zone. And everybody's tentative to try to do that. They kind of like poke a hole, and then when two guys move in on them, they shove it somewhere else. And you're right, we're not hitting our threes, which is killing us, but you got to come up with a different plan to try to spread them out a little more so they can't go three-on-one and you got nobody to pass it to.
Right.
And it's just disappointing to watch a team that played so good during the regular season. And that game where we went into double overtime, to me, that was the making of a champion. A true team, like you look at, I hate to compare this to Golden State, but you look at what Golden State did. When they had a team on the ropes, they finished. And we had them on the ropes, and we didn't have anybody to step up and finish. And that's the growing spurt that we need. Somebody, you know, everybody thinks you should be honest with MVP, but somebody has to do it, and nobody has done it.
Right. Yeah, nobody's really kind of, you know, as you said, stepped up to kind of put the dagger in them. But I appreciate the phone call. Middleton did everything he could last night, so did Giannis. But they can't do it by themselves. As we've seen with every other team, you got to have a little bit of help. You know, I mean, even the Raptors are getting a little more help. So you got to have other guys. You got to have other guys do it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free. Let's go to Louie listening to us in Franklin. Louie, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Afternoon, Bill. Stay positive, brother.
I'm staying positive. They can get
stay
it done.
Up, stay up. So I really want to do two things. So, I mean, you went on, you listed everything that you're spot on. They out-physicaled you, they out-pushed you around, all that good stuff. You know, all that considered, the the metrics, it's the statistics, the shooting percentages, the field goal attempts, the free throws, the fouls. They played, both played equal last night. The difference was their bench showed up. And whether it's them or us or any other team expecting us to have 45 points or 43 points a game from a bench to sustain that, it's just not feasible. I mean, if you think of the two games we won, you got 29 from Lopez and one, that's not sustainable. And you got 24 from George Hill, who's over the hill. The other thing I want to say is to be honest with you, this Bledsoe talk. I mean, sometimes, and I'm not talking about you guys that are broadcasters, sometimes people need to just understand the game a little bit better, and it bothers me. And you can't take Bledsoe off the court because you know how Lowry's playing well, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know who's guarding him when he's torching us? Hill and Brogdon.
Right.
They can't defend him. And give Lowry some credit, man. He's a five-time All-Star.
Right.
Who's had his own playoff struggles. And the only guy we have that can stay with him and physical him is Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You're either going to say, okay, you know what, Giannis and Mirotic and everybody else, you're going to have to give us a couple extra points because he's got a tough assignment on him because Lowry is a very, very good physical on-ball defender too, as well. Or you're going to say, you know what, Hill and Brogdon, you're getting more minutes and we're going to have to live with Lowry, you know, feeding a little more on us and we're going to have to slow down some of the other guys. I think the one thing I would like for them to try is, and maybe there's a reason why not. I know he's not overall a great player, but DJ Wilson has foot speed, and I think that's their biggest problem right now. Both teams are passing the ball extremely well, making that extra pass. The difference is whether it's Gasol or Siakam or whoever, we're just not closing out on that second pass. Because whether it's Mirotic or Ilyasova or Lopez, they just don't have the closing speed to go out and close out on shooters. And at least DJ Wilson gives you that advantage to be able to close out maybe that split second sooner to put the hand in front of the guy's eyes so he can't see. And I'm not worried. I'm not bothered. I still think the Bucks win. And I said in seven because Toronto's a really good team. And my fear is their bench is started to show up. They were all cold and off against Philly, and you knew a guy like Van Fleet who has been critical to their success this year was not going to stay cold forever. And we've if you follow the sport, you know Serge Ibaka is an above average basketball player who can do it inside, outside, and rebound, and he wasn't going to stay cold forever either. So
right.
That's really what I got, Phil. Stay in there, hang positive, talk some of these guys off the ledge. You know, you're right, though. This is the most, in my opinion, this is the most critical game in Bucks franchise history since they won the championship. So it's crucial, and they need to get up and do something.
Yep. No, I completely agree. Appreciate the phone call. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program is also brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. They teamed up with Summerfest, and if you want to be a VIP, you could be one of a lucky 11. As a matter of fact, go to cousinsubs.com/big-gig-giveaway, and there's going to be 11 big concerts coming up at the Marcus Amphitheater, the American Family Insurance Amphitheater, and they've teamed up to give you the VIP experience, a couple of tickets, parking passes, gift cards, all that kind of good stuff. But you can't win if you don't get registered. You can't win if you don't get registered, and all you got to do is, again, go to cousinsubs.com/big-gig-giveaway. And you then could be on your way as one of the lucky 11 to head to Summerfest with a VIP experience for one of the big concerts coming this year. Good stuff from our friends over at Cousins, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Coming up next, we're going to switch up a little bit. Going to hear some Aaron Rodgers, who talks about the OTAs, the state of the team, maybe a little Bucks chatter. And you know he's not going to go away without talking a little bit of Game of Thrones. But all of that next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, we've got a lot of Bucks talk. Brewers right now. They were down 5-0, and they have battled back. And not that it's tied yet, but the Brewers still battling right now with the Cincinnati Reds down at Great American, or not Great American, Miller Park. They're not at Great American. They're in Milwaukee, but trailing right now just a tad. But nevertheless, we'll see what happens here as the Brewers try to pull off a come-from-behind win. In addition to that, we talked a lot about the Bucks and panic and adjustments and all that kind of stuff today. So I'm not overly concerned about panics and adjustments, but you know, we'll find out what happens tomorrow. We're going to set you up tomorrow as well as we get ready, excuse me, for Game 5 of this Eastern Conference Finals from the Fiserv Forum back in Milwaukee tomorrow. I want to remind you as well, don't forget, coming up tonight, it's the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. And I'm not kidding when I say this. Jeremy Lin will be our live and in-person guest of the Toronto Raptors. I'm not kidding. He'll be here tonight, 6 to 7 on many of these same stations. Friend of Steve Novak's, as a matter of fact. Steve Novak, obviously the co-host with me on that show. So tonight should be a fun one. But I hope to see you down there as a face in the crowd at Rare Steakhouse Milwaukee starting at 6 o'clock tonight. And it's going to be a good one. And you can either come down and say, hey, Jeremy, here's some of our hospitality. We hope you lose, but we want to see what you have to say. Or you can come down and tell him how much Drake sucks, whatever you'd like to do. Come on by. We do have to go north, and Aaron Rodgers spoke to the media about a myriad of different things, different type of topics. So as Aaron stands in the midst of all the media, including one of the new media members, which is John Kuhn, who now works for the Green Bay Packers, all the media standing there firing off the questions at number 12. Here's what he had to say. Welcome back, and that was Aaron Rodgers talking to the media. And I like, on one hand, he said he needs the reps. On the other hand, he's like, I don't really want to play a whole lot of preseason if I don't have to. And you get it. You know what? You don't want to go out there and risk getting banged up you know, for preseason games, but you also need the reps with your guys. So anyway, that being said, that was Aaron Rodgers kind of chatting with the media, and that was from a little bit earlier. 855-830-8648. We're going to go ahead and begin to wrap things up when we come back. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at, well, three different sponsors, as a matter of fact, that work with us regarding the Fisher House, Wisconsin, reminding you that our motorcycle ride is right around the corner. And it's going to be coming up Sunday, the weekend of Labor Day weekend, Sunday, September 1st, and it's presented by Bud Light. We're going to ride starting out at Beechwood Sales and Service, which is Budweiser, right off of 43 down there in New Berlin. And then from there, we go about 85 to 120, 25 miles tops. And we end up out of the Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, right out off of 94, just south of 94, in Oconomowoc, where we have our post party. And we're going to give away all kinds of different things. There's going to be some raffle items. There's going to be some pretty cool stuff. And in addition to that, we help veterans' families, those that are in the military and their families, who stay at the Fisher House, Wisconsin, and need their services. And it's all brought to you by our good friends at Stoley's Hog Alley. Go to stoleyshogalley.com. Also, our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, supporting veterans and veterans' causes. Epoxy, E-P-O-X-Y, flooringdoneright.com. And a new sponsor that came on, and that's our friends at the Four Seasons Resort up in Pembine, Wisconsin. So if you're looking for a cool place, a getaway place to go to anywhere in the state of Wisconsin for a one-tank trip, that's the place to go. Go to TheFourSeasonsWI.com, TheFourSeasonsWI.com, where they have renovated it. They've rebuilt it. It's a very historic and cool place. Been around a long time, but they got a new owner, by the way, and who really wants to make it and restore it back to its old grandeur. So take a look at that, TheFourSeasonsWI.com, or call them 715-324-5800, 715-324-5800, and start booking now. And a lot of neat things to see and do up there at the Four Seasons Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. More of the Bill Michaels Show up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Hopefully you're having a good day today. Should we do this? Let me see if I can find this story. I don't know if I can. Everything crazy either starts in Ohio or Florida. I was reading this, and it's really funny. I was just telling the other night, Sherry and I were talking. I said, you know what I'm really craving? Because I've kind of cut out a lot of the crap that I was eating. I said, I'm either really craving Taco Bell or I'm really craving like McDonald's. I just haven't had it in months forever. And then I read a story this morning about a woman who was arrested because she slapped her boyfriend in the face with a taco from Taco Bell. Kind of got me thinking. So anyway, that being said, so tomorrow on the program, we're going to get you ready for the Bucks and the Raptors Game 5 Fiserv Forum. That's obviously the topic du jour. We're going to talk a little bit about this game between the Reds and the Brewers. The Brewers have now tied this ball game up at 6 apiece. And the Brewers off tomorrow, by the way. So tomorrow it's the Bucks on a standalone. Now they do have some OTAs going on from camp up in Green Bay. But tomorrow is going to be wall-to-wall Bucks coverage. And don't forget, coming up tonight as well, we're going to be at Rare Steakhouse Milwaukee down in Michigan. If you haven't ever been to Rare, oh my goodness, they have terrific food down there. I've been fasting all day in anticipation of this coming up tonight. But myself, Steve Novak, and yeah, I'm not kidding when I say this, Jeremy Lin, the backup guard from the Toronto Raptors, is going to be our live and in-person guest coming up tonight from Rare Steakhouse in the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. It's going to be heard on many of these same stations coming up later on this evening, 6 to 7 o'clock. So hopefully you're taking a listen. It should be interesting. Steve's got a history with him playing together in New York years ago, and he asked him to come on. So he said, yeah, come on down. So he's going to come on down tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about the strategy for the Toronto Raptors and how they're feeling going into Game 5 here at the Fiserv Forum. Also, we'll talk, obviously, a lot of Bucks chatter tonight as well. Hope to see a lot of Bucks fans in the crowd. I'm sure there's probably going to be a Toronto fan or two, or maybe just a Lynn Sanity fan or two in the crowd tonight, but it should be an interesting one coming up from Rare Steakhouse in Milwaukee starting at 6 o'clock tonight. And if you're going to make a reservation, do it now. I understand that chairs are at a premium this evening down there in the bar, so it should be a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to it. Then back at it tomorrow. Then on Friday, we wrap it up, as hopefully we're talking about this thing going back to Toronto with the Bucks up 3-2, looking to close it out on Saturday. So there's a lot to get to, a lot of fun, a lot of discussion, a lot of passion. Today was great. I think the three things we learned today, one is that the Bucks have the ability to win this thing. We all know that. They just have to figure out a way to put it together and get matchups in the right places at the right time. Number two, I think we all know that it's not brilliant rocket science here, that some guys, Bledsoe, Mirotic, and company, just have to shoot the ball better. You're not going to get a terrible game out of Bledsoe, out of Mirotic, out of George Hill, out of Pat Connaughton, out of some of these guys that have been cornerstones, whether they come off the bench or whether they've actually just been starters. You're not going to get bad nights like that all the time. Toronto has been very good at defending their shooting ability, but the Bucks just need to calm it down, need to not dribble into so much trouble, and then try to throw the ball away before it's all said and done. So tomorrow night, we'll see if that actually comes to fruition. And then number three, I think, is we can all, as maybe Sky Riders would ride it across the Milwaukee skyline, Drake sucks. So I think we're all pretty much in consensus there. And here's the other question. When Spike Lee, and I was talking with Billy Schmidt during the break, when Spike Lee was all over Indiana, when he was with, cheering for the Knicks, he went to Indiana. He kind of put his cojones where his mouth was. Will Drake actually show up at the Fiserv Forum? I'd like to see him go sit next to David Bakhtiari and pull some of that crap, and then we end up in a big scrum. Maybe big WWE type of thing where he hits him with a chair over the head. That'd be cool. Not that I'm advocating violence, but so be it. If it happens, I'll raise a glass to that. All right, time for us to go. Have a go. Zoop!
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.